Gamers. With Scott.
I feel like Persona 4 is like the greatest fusion of like RPG and simulation. So, I mean, just overall, I recommend that game. I will play more of it. I've been busy, man, okay?
Alright, what is going on? And welcome, I think, to maybe the 80-somethingth episode of By Gamers for Gamers. This is the first episode cross-country. We are doing this over Skype, so if things sound off, if things sound bad, I do apologize, but this is our trial run. So if it sounds horrible, you might have to skip to the next episode. I'm not sure. We'll have to get all the bugs worked out. But,
okay.
Yeah, as always, I'm Scott.
And this is Mush. And we need a new theme, dude. Cool. Like, you're in the West Coast, so you need, like, a Tupac-ish theme. I need, like, a B.I.G. East Coast loving thing, dude. We need to have this, like, contrast.
Yeah. Here. You give me a song, and I'll put it to, and I'll remix it with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. It'll be great, okay?
Yeah, and then I'll do, and like,
we'll
a B.I.G. song
about
East Coast.
We'll get sued really hard. Yeah.
No. We'll talk about the song. It's like, I think the song is good, so we can, like, you know, try and judge it. And that's legal, I think, if we do, like, a review of it. So, like, I want to review the song, like, came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah. I think there's like a rule about 30 seconds or something. I don't know. But anyway, okay. This is a gaming podcast. So let's get down to it. Because guess what? It has been like it's been like a month since we've podcasted. A lot of stuff has happened. Okay. We're not going to be able to cover it all, obviously. But I want to first kind of start off with what we always do, which is what we've been playing in this last month. Would you like to go first?
Okay, I mean, nothing drastically new. We can kind of do the one game together, so I won't do that yet. We can kind of join that.
So far,
I've had the UFC game for about 2 months, and I'm still playing it. I won't go too long, but they put out a patch, and they fixed up all the bugs in it. So they added new characters, like the champ, TJ Dillashaw, finally. And they made a couple modifications, so like all the cheap stuff is gone. And if you quit, it's counted as a loss now. Even though I want those wins back, though. Like, I had a bunch of people quit on me before. Yeah. I want them back, but it is what it is. And I'm so enjoying that. My connection isn't the best, so a lot of people are like, "You lagger," and like, I'm just like, "Awesome fight, you grappler." Hey, good fight, you PP like grappling. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. So yeah, that's always fun. I got the Lego Marvel game. I'm about like a year late.
Really?
But on my Xbox One, I needed a game. Okay? On my Xbox One. So I decided to get the Lego Marvel game.
Okay.
You know what? If you really like sit down and think about those games, Scott, I mean, I know you played the Lego Star Wars, right? Like as a kid.
Yes, I love those games. Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it, those games, it's not really about the combat. It's kind of real, like, it's real deceiving. No. It's more about puzzle solving and more about all that jazz. But, I mean, like, I think it's kind of rad.
I don't know. I think that game's more, like, all role-playing, to be honest. Because the only reason's, like, no, I certainly did not play, like, Lego Star Wars for the combat. Because it's pretty, like, button-mashy, you know? There's not a lot there. But what I did love is, like, the Lego games put you in that universe, where you get to be whoever you want. You get to be your favorite people, and then you get to, like, look different. You get to, like, you know, do different things. Like, I enjoyed, doing the Lego game and, like, playing as my favorite Jedi, playing as my favorite Sith, playing as, like, all these crazy things. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where those hooks come in, where it's, like, Lego Marvel's kind of perfect because, you get to kind of be any your favorite superhero, you know? I think that's pretty good.
I think the gameplay, it comes down to basically, like, a puzzle game, because usually, and for me, even this, like, you have about, like, two, like, rooms of combat, right? So, like, I'm like Iron Man, I F everyone up, it's so easy, you smash on X, even though it's fun, to see his little animation, his, like, 360 spins and all this stuff, it's cool, and then you run into a door, it's like, open this door, I'm like, crap, so then you just break everything around you. I find it pretty endearing, honestly, pretty endearing, so I think that's okay. I got it at a discounted price of like $25.
Cool.
So I mean, it's not bad. And on like Xbox One on next gen, it looks good. Though I saw comparison videos with the PS3 and 360. Not a big difference, man. A big secret. But like, I just wonder. But I just wanted like an Xbox One game. I mean, dude, I just want an Xbox One game because like everything else is on PS4, like UFC, NBA, Madden, you know. So yeah, that and then just
that's true.
I got back into Madden because the NFL season is coming up soon, so I've been playing a lot of Madden, and me and my brother are going to buy Madden. Every year, we're like, oh, we're not going to buy it this year because they didn't change much. They're trying to draw us in. We saw one trailer. Okay, like, we're getting that, so.
Hey, speaking of kind of sports games in general, so did I see that there was a few deals that were struck up between, like, EA and some, like, you know, some sports companies and stuff saying that, like, I know FIFA, like, FIFA 15 is going to have, like, an unprecedented level of detail, apparently, because they signed, like, a new deal, and they're going to be, like, doing, like, 200 3D facial, you know, scans, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think they signed a similar deal with, like, the NFL and stuff, too, so it seems like those kind of games are going to get, you know, even more awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. I mean, like, if you look at a comparison shot of Madden for this year and last year. Last year's game is a prettied up like PS3 Xbox game, and this year it's like a high powered PC game. So
Right. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So actually the two games that I've been playing, you've been playing too. So
yes,
is that all you've been playing that I haven't
what's
been playing?
The two? Okay.
We'll go in chronological and that'll probably jump. So the chronologically, Destiny beta is first. Is that the one?
Oh yeah.
That you're thinking of?
No, it was the other one. Okay. I missed that one.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So we played the Destiny beta, and I want to give my impressions on this because, in my opinion, you know, I've played a few betas, right? And you know, betas, they all seem pretty good and stuff, and you know all that. But the Destiny beta, I think, was like one of the best crafted betas ever. And here's why. You know, they didn't just like, you know, put the beta out there and say, all right, go ahead, have fun, you know, whatever, there it is. They spent such close, you know, attention to detail, and they put so much into the Destiny beta that it actually felt like you were playing the real game, to be honest. Like, you know, we started playing, and, you know, at first I started off on the, you know, campaign missions, whatever, and I got into the Crucible mode, which is like the multiplayer mode.
Yeah.
And then they started doing things like, you know, which is called Iron Banner, which were two-hour events that you could get, like, all this legendary and cool stuff. And so we really got hardcore into that. We would make sure we were there for all the two-hour events, and we ended up getting a lot of legendary stuff, none of which I think carries over to the real game, but it was, like, still fun to have that, like, you know, that want, you know, of it, you know? So, yeah, it was a really, really good beta. I really enjoyed it.
So your overall impressions, because I will also give mine. What do you think about the mission structure? Now, this has kind of been a talk as, like, a weaker point, and I definitely agree with that. I wouldn't say it's, like, broken or anything, but they felt kind of generic, even though, obviously, in the main game, they definitely will have more, but I just felt like it was a little, like, basic of, like, kill this dude, go in here, and maybe they could have mixed it up.
So here's what I'll say, and to me, it's not even about, like, you know, like, the actual missions, because, yes, you're right, those are a little lacking as far as, like, you know, story-wise. Like, you're just going to go somewhere and find something, whatever. What I had a problem with is, like, on Earth, everything, like, in that Earth space is called, like, Old Russia, right?
Mm-hmm. Old Russia.
But they'd be, like, but they'd be really spread out. So you would do one mission, and, you know, on Old Russia, and you'd do something, right? And then you'd go to another node, and you click on it, and it would seem like you're in the exact same place. You know, like, planets are big, man. So it's weird that, like, you were, like, going all over. I don't know if, like, that, if the Earth is a lot bigger in the real game or what, but, like, it kind of pissed me off to be, like, you know, do one mission, start here, end here, right? And then start another mission, start here, end here. And it just seems like every single time you're just, like, running to a new place starting at the same location, and that was a little, that kind of bummed me out a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
So
I definitely, in terms of positives, the combat felt awesome. Like, it felt like true Halo, and then, like, it felt really, like, impactful. Like, all the guns had a good feel to them. All the aiming felt right. All the movement, because it basically is Halo, but a little modified. So I really dug that, by the way. I want to give them credit.
Yeah, I think mechanically the game is very sound, you know. Like, just, you can tell that the Halo engine is running there somewhere because, you know, the gunplay feels really good, the melee feels good. I would say, even though people would disagree, I would say things like felt moderately balanced, you know. Like, actually playing the game was a lot of fun. Like, I really enjoyed that. It seems like what they have to do now and what, like, the crucial thing is for them to do now, they need to make sure the game is fun, because you can have the best mechanics in the entire world, but if the game isn't fun, if you're not enjoying it, if you're not going through missions that are meaningful, it doesn't matter how good the gunplay is, you're not going to want to do them, you know?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
Something that I feel is really underrated, that, like, you know, actually what I really enjoyed most about the Destiny beta is the Crucible mode. Like, you know, the online, you know, 8v8 or 6v6 or whatever it was, man, I really enjoyed that. We kind of all played it, and we all really enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun, you know? Like, it's sad to think that, like, that's what that game might be for me, because, you know, that game, what it seemed to be is, it seemed to be like a, you know, an MMO, like an exploration game. You go out into the world, you do co-op missions, but for how good that Crucible mode was, I don't know, man. I was really digging that. So who knows what I'll actually be playing, you know? But, like, what I think will happen is that I'll probably play through all of the story missions and then just play Crucible forever, unfortunately.
You know what? In the story missions, it's all 1 to 3 players. Kind of small for what scope they have, you think, like 3 players. Now, I understand all the levels have to scale. So, like, if you put 8 players in there, I'm sure it'll be in balance. But is it too hard to ask to put 4 people in there? I mean, 3 is a little slim, if you think about it, for co-op.
Here's the way I think of it. I think that there should definitely be, like, these, like, very covert, very, like, hardcore 3-person strike matches, you know, where you're, like, all 3, like, 3 of you are going in there, it's gonna be tough, it's gonna be great, you know, you gotta have, like, a core team of 3, right? But I'm with you where I think that, like, that should only be a few missions, and the majority of the missions, they should be, like, 4 to 8 players, and if you can't get, obviously, 8 players, that's a lot, they should be, like, either matchmaked, like, you should be matchmade with people, like, just like you are in the Crucible, or you should drop into the game, and then people can join in whenever, you know?
Yeah. So,
I don't think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's any matchmaking for the single player.
Like,
it's either you have the people or you don't.
Is that confirmed for the final game?
I don't know. I'm not saying things for the final game. All I know is that in the beta, there was no, I don't think there was any matchmaking, which is kind of disappointing.
Okay, hey, my bad. For about 10 seconds, I will just be away from the mic. I'm going to go and turn off my fan. All right, cool.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll just kind of talk more about the Destiny beta thing while you're gone here. So yeah, I really enjoyed the Crucible in the game. I feel like it was pretty balanced. It was pretty good. I'm just talking about, you know, some more Destiny impressions and stuff.
I thought
the Crucible was really good. They had a really cool thing at the the second to last day where you got to go to the moon. And me and Dan went to the moon. Or no, it was me, Dan, and one of his friends went to the moon. And you know what? There wasn't much of an experience like that I've ever had in the game, actually, because you're going to a place. First off, it's a beta. It's not an actual game. So you only have 2 hours to explore this huge place. And, you know, it wasn't just like exploring the face of the moon. It was like this weird thing where you found a cave, right? You'd be like, yo, come over here. I found a cave. And you go down. You keep going down. You keep going down. Things get already getting dark. It's like looking creepy. It's looking crazy. You all of a sudden get out to this huge cathedral hall where there's like crazy stuff. And you feel like you're in this like underground cavern. And enemies start coming out. You start seeing enemies you've never seen before. We found this giant ogre. We found leveled like 12 people, which, to give people an idea, the level cap was 8. So like those were really heavy guys. And it was like, it was this unbridled, like, you know, exploration, but limited exploration, because you knew you only had 2 hours, so you, like, wanted to explore, but you had to do it fast, you had to move, you had to, like, get somewhere, and it was a lot of fun, because A, you had no idea where you were, like, not a clue. We were down so deep in the moon that there was a point where I was like, we don't know how to get back. We actually had, at some point, we had to actually go back into orbit, because we could not get back to the surface of the moon, because it was that crazy and that, like, intricate down there, and I was like, you know what, if that's what every map is, I'm gonna be really down for that, because it's going to be you and like your friends landing on a new planet, having no idea, having no map, having nothing, and just told to go explore, you know?
Now you talking about that, it brings up a good point. Now, the developers are claiming that this is like a 10-year game, saying like, oh, this game can last for like 10 years. Now, do you believe that where they're going to release more DLC and blah, 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 or you think they're going to, in about two Well, probably not a year, but like 2 years after release, like they're gonna say, "Oh, like a Destiny 2 here," you know, like.
Here's what I'll say. 10 years is ambitious for any game. I don't believe for a quarter second that Destiny is gonna be a 10-year game, and here's why. Like, number one, they like money, okay? And I don't care how many DLCs you're putting out, making a Destiny 2 will sell, like, more. You know what I mean? You'll sell a $60 game to millions of people rather than, like, incremental DLCs.
Like $10.
Also, 10 years, there'll be new consoles, there'll be, like, this whole crazy thing. No way it lasts for 10 years. What I will say is the way they set up their game, I think they could do 4 or 5 years. And here's how. If they actually wanted to do 5 years, here's what they'd have to do. They would have to loosen caps. There'd have to be, like, honestly, to get to the max level, to get to the max cap, you would have to fucking play that game for so long. Like, you would have to annihilate that game to actually get to the level cap. They'd have to give you, like, they'd have to give you incentive. Like, they'd have to, like, put out new weapons, like, you know, make DLC or patch it or do whatever with new weapons, better, you know, damage, you know, better stuff, you know. And then C, they got to put out, new worlds. Because if their game is really as expansive as they want, they could every month put out a new planet, you know. And that would be pretty dope, actually, because you would, you know, play that, you'd like crush that planet for the month and you'd get everything you could. You would, you know, scour it. You'd find everything there is to find. You'd explore the hell out of it. And then at the end, the next month, you have another, you know, world that you can buy. Obviously, you'd buy it probably for like $10, something like that.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you buy it and you have a whole nother map. You have a whole nother thing. I think that model could work. Like, that's a good model if they wanted to do that. But if they just expect to, like, make, like, a DLC every 6 months or something like that, it's not going to work. I'll be done with that game in no time if that's the way it is.
Dude, it must suck to be on the development team to, like, that game, like in theory, it will have a lot of packs, you know? Like, so a lot of content to buy and download, so it's going to suck to be on that team, possibly, to, like, 24/7
you know,
and have to keep making worlds and maps and weapons.
You know, I'll be honest with you, and we haven't talked about this yet, actually, because this is the first podcast that it's all official and everything done. I am in the industry now. I am. I actually work at Farsight Studios. I work. Thank you. I work on the Pinball Arcade, which is, you know, a really good pinball game on, like, pretty much every platform. I'm the Android guy. I do everything for Google Play, Amazon Ouya, and Amazon Fire TV. So, you know. And the reason I bring that up is because that's actually what we're doing right now. We developed Pinball Arcade, I think, in like 2010 or, you know, 20. No, it might have been. I think it was 2012. Yeah. Very nice. Good. Good. I think we developed the Pinball Arcade like, you know, like a year or two ago or whatever. And then every month we put out a new pinball table. So that's kind of what it is now. And to be honest, it's a little refreshing. I mean, I've only been here for a month, but it's kind of nice, you know, doing like a month per table and stuff, not having to like, you know, completely wipe everything and go back to the drawing board. It's kind of nice to have this like, you know, to have this set up and then every month be like, all right, new table, new stuff. I kind of know what to do, you know, like when like we're just about to release our new table diner. And I've done everything, you know, Android related for that table. It was like my first table that I was doing while I was here. So next table, it's going to be so much smoother because I'm going to have all those questions that I used to have for this table answered, you know, because it's just another table, you know?
Okay, so then I was totally wrong then. It's all good. But
Well, no. I won't disparage you because you could be completely right. I'm sure there's people at my company who are tired of putting out pinball tables. I'm sure of it. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's people at my company who would rather be, like, making a new game, whatever, you know? Like,
Yo,
you know, like, that's – that's what?
Nothing. Just go ahead.
What? No, what
did you say? I said, like, don't let anyone hear this, dude.
Hey. Okay. If somebody is actually listening at my company and they hear that, they might be like, oh, that's not true. Or they might be like, oh, that's true. But it's not like I'm like, I'm not putting down our company. I'm just saying people have worked for nine years there. And if you do the same thing over and over, so you're not wrong. They're like, you know, for me, it's kind of refreshing because it's not like, you know, I don't know. It's kind of nice. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to interject that because, like, some people at Bungie might, you know, if they really love Destiny, they might be happy with, you know, just making more content for it, you know?
Quick segue. Because you mentioned Android, I'm playing one game on my Android that I'm actually hooked on my tablet and my phone.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
It's based on a board game. It's called Hitman Go. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it, but I bought it. It's, dude, it is sick, dude.
Okay.
It is sick. It's okay.
Give us a brief synopsis.
It's basically, and it's super simple. Imagine, like, your Disgaea game, like, really, like, dumbed down. Like, super dumbed down. It's really simple. No, but it's your tactical, though. It's all about the moves. So it's not about power-ups or attacks. You just have to attack people in the back or front. But, like, you're moving on a grid, and I'm sure you can't see this, and I'll try and display this the best I could. But you're moving on, like, a grid here. Okay. I can't find my guy. Yeah, and then, like, you're, like, and then you're, like, attacking people and moving like that, right?
But
I mean, like, it gets really tough where guys move, like, every time you move, so you have to outsmart them and stuff. And I'm not gonna lie to you, on YouTube, they have a bunch of videos to get all the achievements, so you best bet I looked at all those videos, and then, like, I beat the first part of the game, but I feel kind of bad about it. But it's still really fun, though. No, like, it's still really
that's
awesome.
That's good. Hey, if that's a gateway drug at all to you getting this guy, I'll keep hoping for it. I'm like, good.
But
really
it's all
my grid-based stuff.
It's only, like, $4 on Android, iOS platforms, so honestly, like, I recommend people at least look at a video online and think, like, wow, like, this is really, like, a Hitman game. Like, you're, like, in, like, a mansion, like, trying to sneak behind guards and kill them, and it has, like, a board game feel. Everyone is, like, a board game piece, and then, like, it's all, like, each, like, stage is, like, a box, you know, like a board game box. It's really charming. It's actually, like, a pretty nifty game, mm-hmm. honestly, so check cool. it out. Hitman Go.
Cool. So. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And then last thing we've been playing is The Last of Us Remastered on PS4.
Yes.
And that's a big one. I was really, really pumped for this. I'm sure you all know if you listen to this podcast that I've been pumped for this game for a while. And so have you, you know, because you've never really owned The Last of Us. You kind of had it for a bit.
Correct.
But, like, this is, like, you first, like, kind of owning it and stuff. So, general impressions by me, I'll be completely honest, I'm not going to play the single player in this game. I will at some point play the Left Behind DLC where I play as, like, Ellie and stuff like that. I will play that, but I'm really hooked on the multiplayer right now, and I will be for a little while. So as far as impressions go for the multiplayer, everything is pretty much the same, except for the game looks better and it just runs like a dream. Like, you know, I've never noticed 60 frames per second as well as I have now, you know, but it looks really good. It runs really well. It's a really good experience. I'm liking it.
Okay. A quick note, my brother, he beat the Left Behind, and his thing was he liked it so much that it ended, like, too quickly. But I mean, like, in reality, it was like a $20 DLC, like a $10, I forgot. So my brother beat it, and then, like, he's like, oh, it was short, but like, I did really like it. So my brother did like it a lot. I'm playing through the campaign, and I got past the part where I got on PS3. And yeah, I mean, like, it's just the campaign. Again, it just looks a lot prettier. So, I mean, I can't really quantify that too well. But the online, like, do you kind of want to get into that? Because it's not different than the PS3s, right?
Yeah. See, that's one of my selfish fan goggle things where, like, I don't really care if it's changed. Just give me more of it kind of thing. We have this debate all the time and stuff. But, like, this is one of those games along with, like, some of my favorite games of all time that, you know, if it's good enough, you don't need to change much for me to want more. And I really enjoy The Last of Us Online. And it's really fun playing now that everyone has a PS4 and stuff. And, you know, I'm pretty much never playing it alone, like, ever. That was really nice. You know, it's nice to be playing with people, and it's a lot of fun once you really get into it.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy how the online... Now, I'm not putting it down in any way, but, like, Peter Bogish, I was talking to him, he's like, yeah, I wish it was more like Call of Duty, you know, where you can customize weapons, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I was telling him, like, you know, I kind of enjoy how it feels like a chess match where you're given certain stuff where, like, you know, obviously there isn't, like, 20 different shotguns, but you can either have a shotgun or a machine gun or a submachine gun. And then, like, you can master that because, like, this beats that. Like, a bow, it's, like, awesome at long range and, like, pretty good at mid and, like, close, it's a little, you know, while, like, the shotgun opposite, you know, and the assault rifle. So I like how it really does feel like a chess match, you know, in terms of using everything, so.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. I'll say that, like, the least amount of stuff you have, the better all that stuff is going to be integrated. So if a game has 100 weapons, right, it's going to be, like, there's going to be less time that is going to be able to be put into all those weapons. Therefore, balancing might seem off. Certain weapons might seem dull. You might not, you know, there's just a whole bunch of problems. With a game like The Last of Us, you're right. You have one shotgun. You have, like, two machine guns. You have, like, three pistols. And because of that, they could spend so much time, so much love into all those weapons and make sure they're perfectly balanced, make sure they're perfectly this. And you're right. A chess match is a good analogy because it's a really, really good, you know, everything feels balanced in the game. Everything feels good. There's, like, there's no build in the game that I would say, oh, that's stupid. Oh, that's retarded. Like, there's so many different builds you can do. You can, like, not put on a primary weapon and do a ton of perks. You can do not a primary weapon, put on a purchasable. You can do a primary weapon, a pistol, you know, perks, and a purchasable. You know, there's so many different builds you can do, and none of them are retarded. Every single one of them will work the way you want them to work. So it's so, you know, and this is reiterating what people probably already know, because, you know, The Last of Us multiplayer is nothing new. However, it's really, but it is nice to be able to play, like, you know, a great multiplayer like this again. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, but what's kind of funny is that it came out with all the DLC already, so I'm pretty sure that they're not going to come out with it with, like, any more maps or anything like that, you think? Like, probably not.
You know, they are coming out with, and there's actually been some gripes about this, actually. They are coming out with, like, new personalization stuff. So okay. They're coming out with new masks, new helmets, new, yeah. like, new stuff to personalize your guy. Unfortunately, they're all costing money. They've gotten gripes on PlayStation forums saying that, like, they are, in quotes, nickeling and diming them.
Yeah.
So people are feeling like they, like, you know, but like, it's retarded, right? Because, you know, it's you know... microtransactions, if you want a new mask, you'll buy a new mask. If not, don't fucking buy it. It's not some kind of hard thing. You know, this is not a thing, you know?
Plus, it's not, like, an advantage or disadvantage, too. But, like, I will say that it does kind of suck that, like, it is in the game, so I will say that. But I will say that you don't have to have it. So it's both ways for me, because I can understand why people are like, oh, well, like, if it's on a disc, like, why is it locked for us, you know? So, I mean... But, I mean, like I said, if you don't have to have that mask, it's not stronger than, like, other masks, you know? So...
Yeah. So, I'm really enjoying that so far. I'm glad you're enjoying that. That's kind of what we've been playing this last month or so. So, yeah, it's going very well. All right. Well, we got some news here. I don't have we can kind of just go through the list here. I'm not going to go for, like, a whole month because we'd be here forever. I'll kind of go for, like, things that are recent, things that are things people care about, because people aren't going to care about things that happened, like, 2 weeks ago, you know?
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, number one, which I think is pretty crazy. Number one. BioShock is on iOS, or it's going to be on iOS.
Dude, I wanted your thoughts on that, by the way. I totally forgot about that. And I know that you're a BioShock guy.
Yeah?
So what are your thoughts?
You get to make a prediction. I have an iPad mini, okay? Yes.
So I first gen.
Yes, first gen.
Okay.
You're going to tell me what my feelings are on this. Take a guess.
Okay. I definitely know... that you hate the touchscreen controls, but I know that you want to support 2K and BioShock, and I know that you love the IP, so I think that you're going to buy it. Reluctantly, but as a fan, you're going to buy it, or possibly buy, like, a controller add-on, too, because I know that they are coming out with cool little controllers and things, but, I mean, at that point, like, just play it on PS3 or whatever, but still, I mean, I think that you want to support it, yay, nay?
You're not far off. Here's the problem. I no longer game on phones and iOS devices.
Yes. Okay?
It's not something I do. If I know that I'm going to need gaming on the go, I grab my Vita right here. Okay. I grab that thing.
Yes.
That's mine. I'm a little sore. I'm actually a little pissed off. Are you ready for it?
That's
right. You already know that they're showing love to iOS devices, but BioShock Infinite never made it to the Vita, man. It never made it. Like, there was such talk, such speculation, and yet they go for the iOS and not the Vita. That's not the announcement I wanted. I don't want to fucking play BioShock on an iPad and have two joysticks and then have to hit two buttons for plasmids and hit another button to change plasmids and hit another button to change weapons and another button to melee. I don't want to do that, man. Can you imagine that UI? It's going to be horrendous, okay?
That's horrendous.
It's going to be horrible.
That's why, like, that's why Ken Levine left, so. Is because it came out on Vita. He's like, I'm gone. No, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, dude, it's just sad because, like there are some games that are, like, work so good on you know, touchscreen, you know, phones, tablets, whatever, man. Like, Angry Birds, obviously, is the
easiest. I like pinball in there.
Yeah, pinball is good. Yeah, pinball is good, right? Pinball. Like, there are certain things that really benefit from that touchscreen. It looks good. It plays well. I'd rather play it on there than, like, a console. That's not one of them. BioShock's not one of them. Like, I want to see how they do that, interface. First off, because, yes, virtual joysticks, I think, are the scourge of humanity. They're horrible. You have to buy those dumbass, joysticks
that
from,
barely
like,
work,
you know,
by
Think
the way.
Geek or some dumb site like that. Yeah, that barely work, right. But, like, to get anything barely... And then you have a whole bunch of other buttons. Like, if you look at a PS4 controller, right, you can't even count on the number of, like, on the number of fingers you have, how many buttons are on this thing. Or, a PS3 controller or whatever, and you want to try to port that to a iOS device, like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And if it does, it's not going to work well, Like, it's not going to be good. So, to be honest, I'm going to give my judgment that I'm probably not going to get it. More BioShock is good BioShock, so I won't condemn it and say, like, nobody buy it. It's going to be horrible. But you know what? If you're a big BioShock fan, you don't have a Vita, you're hurting for mobile games, sure, go ahead and buy it. I'm the one who bought Dead Space for the iOS. Did I regret it? Yeah, it wasn't that good. And I love Dead Space. I don't know, man. The iOS mobile games debate is a horrible one. It's rough.
Hey, man, Grand Theft Auto is somewhat playable, okay? It's somewhat playable. Hey.
And that's fine. And you were using a controller to play that, right?
Actually, I lost that MOGA controller. I'm so pissed off. I got it for free. I'm uber pissed off, by the way, that, like, I lost it because my mom moved, so I lost it in the move. But, yeah, I mean, playing with the touchscreen is really weird, like, driving and then, like, shooting and stuff like this. It's crazy. And it's not too functional, but, I mean, like, I can stumble through it, so I deal with it, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't know. I'm a little bitter about, like, it not being on Vita, but being on iOS. But, more BioShock is good BioShock. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Next on the thing. So PlayStation Now is now available or is in beta? I wasn't actually sure.
I believe it's in beta.
PlayStation Now, like,
I believe it's in beta. But you can still purchase stuff, though.
It's an open beta?
And rent it. I don't know if it's open or not.
Is it an open beta?
I'm going to Google it right now.
I don't know. Yeah, go for it. I was actually just scanning the sites for it and stuff. I could have sworn that I saw that it was it was here, Like,
My friend Chris Matrone was on it. I will check right now for us because he said, like, oh man, I'm on the PlayStation Now beta. And, like, it said, like, oh, this for sale. Which, I'm not sure if you want to get into pricing right now or not until we find this answer.
I heard that the pricing was, like, really unreasonable except for a few. Except for, like, a few, and then that was good.
Okay,
right?
I will put this nicely, okay? I think PlayStation's cool, whatever, terrible pricing, abysmal, okay?
Oh, like, really? Oh, you think it's all bad?
Dude, okay, a good example, like, MGS4, okay? A game that at GameStop is, like, $4.99 used.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
To rent it for, like, an hour or, like, 2 hours is, like, $3 or $2. For, like, a day is, like, $5 or $6. To, like, rent it for, like, a week is, like, $14.99 or something like that.
I don't care what game you're playing. Renting it for an hour should cost, like, at most 99 cents, if not free, okay? That's ridiculous.
I need to check these screenshots that Chris has, but no, yeah, literally, it's abysmal. And, like, okay, like, well, Dead Island is, like, a big game on there, and you can find a copy of that for, like, $20 at GameStop, and the prices to stream it, oh my goodness, are terrible. Like, who is making these prices?
Plus, like, we're talking about streaming, right? So how good really is that?
Definitely.
How really good is that quality? Like, you gotta think about that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So I mean, like, until they get the pricing down, it literally is terrible. Like, okay. All right, Scott, I got it right here. 4 hours is $3.99. A week is $7.99. This is all for MGS4, by the way, which is $4.99 at GameStop. A month is $12.99, and 90 days is $14.99. Oh, my word. So 90 days, $14.99, when I could buy it for $4.99 at GameStop, dude. Oh, my goodness.
I don't really know who that's appealing to, right? Because, like, you think that anybody with a PayPal account, you know what I would do if I had PlayStation Now? I would look at anything I want, right? And then I would go to eBay. And if it was better than that, I would consider it. But there's, like, usually no way it would be. I don't know, man. That kind of stuff is really crazy to me.
Oh, dude, and really quick, I don't want to harp on every game, but so a game like Final Fantasy 13-2, the prices are even higher. For 90 days, it's $29.99, when wow. a box copy is $20. Holy yeah. crap. Okay, yeah. but...
No,
but,
I'm with you.
But, like, that anyways, though, like, it is cool how you can play it on your Vita, and you can play, like, PS3 games on your PS4 or whatever, like, PS2 games on there, and that's cool. But, I mean, they gotta find a medium where I do understand they have to make money, but I mean, come on, like, we are not that dumb. Me and you are not dumb. Other people maybe, but I mean, me and you are not dumb.
Yeah, I don't know who PlayStation Now is appealing to, man, but it's certainly not me, so okay, that's crazy. So,
yeah.
Yeah. GTA 5 just hit the $34 million threshold, so that's a new,
that's some pretty good news. I don't want to do the math, but that's a lot of copies, so it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, talking about other, you know, money-related news, Activision just reported, like, $960 million in revenue.
Yeah, dude, they can do no wrong still, but I still hate them, but they can do no wrong, dude. If I ran a business, I'll do exactly like them, exactly. I would sell out, I would put Call of Duties every year, I would tell, like, Treyarch or whatever to just keep putting out maps every year, and Neversoft, if they were still around, which, by the way, rest in peace, but if they were still around, I would tell them to make maps yeah. all year round, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Next on the news story, which this is just I'm not gonna say what all is out and stuff, but this is a big one for me.
Okay.
Rogue Legacy is out on PS4, PS3, and Vita and everything like that.
Yep.
And you know what? I really want that game, and yet I really can't because of what I'm gonna talk about later in the podcast. That my Vita, I'm saving my Vita. All right, I'm saving it. Okay, for a better time. You know, as in Tuesday. So, yeah. Yeah, but I think everyone should get that game. I think everyone should get that game, man.
I've been looking at it, and I probably will get it real soon. So I'm going to the beach this Good. Weekend. So I'm looking at that game, and it's only like $12.99, right? Like $12.99. It's
something
cheap.
Something like that. Maybe $17.99 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? Whatever. The one thing I hear about that game more than anything else is that they got the cross save thing down pat. Like they have that cross saving stuff. Down to a science where, like, it is so beautiful, apparently. Like, you know, like, you play on your PS4 a bunch, you jump on your Vita, and it'll say, hey, you have a save from PS4. Like, do you want to upload it? You hit X, everything's there. Just like that. Super simple, super streamlined. Like, that's like, the main thing I hear from everybody. So that is actually, that's really good to hear.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing because in games like Sound Shapes and Guacamelee, it's kind of a cluster F, so I'm glad that they got it right in this game. I definitely want to check that out. If I'm, you know, on my PS4 playing and I need to go somewhere like work, I'm like, okay, just break out my Vita. I should be a commercial. Like, I break it out at work. Oh man, I'm supposed to be working. And then, I go home and then, like, I put it, like, on my big screen again, so yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So next on the newsreel, apparently Little Big Planet 3 has a release date, which is November 18th.
On PS3 and PS4.
Yes, yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Which is really interesting. Are we going to see a lot of games like that, you think? Especially on the PlayStation platform?
Man, I wouldn't. I know that, man. I'd be focusing on that PS4.
Yeah, but, I mean, they still have a fan base, which, you know what, at this point, I think... it's not too inexcusable unless you seriously like don't have any money. I can understand, but if you can get it, you should get a PS4 or even Xbox One if you're like an Xbox guy, because now it's getting to the point where Destiny's coming out, Halo, where like all these games are coming out for it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man, you know what, man? Like, I was just looking at this too as like a next story, whatever. But there was collector's editions announced for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and dude, the more I see stuff about that, the more I like. Really don't care, man. Like, I'm like considering like staging a revolution, you know, of among our fans, where it's like, or like our like group of friends, where it's like, look, if none of us get Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, then none of us will get it, you know. Like, it's like, if one person gets it, man, I feel like everyone's gonna get it. But if we all, you know, are playing Destiny, or if we're all playing like Last of Us still or something like that, man, we might be able to resist, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think so are you kind of on the Call of Duty anti-wagon-ish now, or is that what you're playing?
Like, I really enjoyed Ghosts, like, but I think I enjoyed Ghosts because it was, like, the best of a bad situation, kind of, where, like, there wasn't a lot on the PS4 yet. It was, like, you know, it was the thing that, you know, we all had. So who knows if that's the reason it was awesome. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. Not looking forward to it.
I think Evolve, it definitely would have helped a lot more, but now that Evolve is delayed, and if you want to do that,
that's
segment.
Our topic of the...
Okay, but okay.
That's our topic of the week, so yeah.
They announced that RE is going to have a remake, like Resident Evil is going to have another reboot. HD.
Yes, oh, yep. Yeah. But it's like the first one, right?
No, one.
It's like the first one, right?
They already remade that on GameCube.
I'm kind of pumped for that.
Well, they did remake it on GameCube, and it was awesome on the GameCube, by the way. It looked really good on the GameCube. But now it's going to be HD, like, HD-fied.
They even more? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
kind of down for that.
No, Scott, tank controls, dude. Tank controls. Oh, my goodness. Like, Scott, ready? Doom. 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 Like, I'm serious, dude. It's going to be tank controls. Disgust me.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. All right, next on the newsreel, No Man's Sky is no longer a PS4 exclusive. It's also coming to PC, which was kind of obvious, right? Like,
wait,
I did not.
I read that, but not Xbox One.
It might be. I thought it was. I thought they were just expanding it to PC, but I will check here. Give me a second. The randomly generated universe exploring title from Hello Games is coming to PC, according to next month's issue of Edge Magazine. Don't expect to play it on the same day as PS4 owners, though, as it's still a timed exclusive. So I don't see anything in here about Xbox One, to be honest with you.
I thought that it was kind of implied that it was coming on PC. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, then. Okay.
No. It was originally said to be a PS4 exclusive.
Okay.
But it's now, which I kind of saw coming, to be honest with you. I didn't think it was just going to be on PS4. That game seems like a PC game, if nothing else, you know?
I think Sony will just be happy enough saying, well, don't put this on the other guy's platform, so...
Yeah, I hear you. So I thought that was interesting. Well, what else? I'm not sure if we have too much more. There's apparently, like, really crazy beta stats for, like, Destiny's beta. Like, it was apparently, like, one of the biggest betas ever. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
All right. Let's good, see. Good.
What else? Oh, yeah, and Destiny Ghost Editions, they're selling for, like, hundreds of dollars on eBay, by the way. It's, like, the top-tier edition.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's sold out really fast, and, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So that's nuts to me. I'm like, that's crazy.
Dude, that's a lot of money for a game that is not established yet. In terms, but, like, people have been playing the beta, so, you know, if you like the beta, I'm sure that it's, like, a lot easier to say, like, I want this, you know?
Yeah. All right, and then we can go into our topic of the week here, which our topic of the week is that Evolve has been delayed. And I want to talk about this, man, because blew me away, man. It blew me away. And here's kind of why. You know, I was really looking for Evolve to be my, like, missing puzzle piece in this fall where, like, you know, I'm going to have, you know, Disgaea, I'm gonna have Destiny, I'm gonna have The Last of Us, you know, I'm gonna have, you know, maybe Little Big Planet 3, and I'm gonna have all these games, but, like, that October time slot was gonna be filled by Evolve, and, like, it was one of the games, it was gonna be, like, probably my biggest game of fall, because, like, everyone is so stoked for that game, so it was gonna be a huge thing. And now that it's gone, you know, gone till February, it seems like there's gonna be, like, an emptiness where, like, who knows, man, like, I'll probably just get really super into Destiny or something, man. I don't even know. There's nothing that can really fill that hole. I don't know.
Well, for me, and I'm looking at a list right here, so I definitely am cheating. I know that Battlefield Hardline's coming out, so I definitely want to see that.
Which I don't care about.
Yeah, it's fine.
But,
well,
you know what I do care about? I do care about Lords of the Fallen is coming out in October,
yep,
I believe.
Yep.
And you know what? I'd be down for that. So maybe that'll fill the hole, actually.
Okay. And then, well, Dragon Age is coming out. Well, for me, like, WWE is coming out on PS4, which looks really sharp. I'm not sure if you saw the screenshot, but they showed a screenshot of, like, John Cena, and John Cena looks HD-ified. Like, I thought it was a real picture of him at first. I'm like, okay. And then, like, I look closely, I'm like, oh, shoot, that's John Cena. That's my next-gen moment, you know, for PS4.
Yeah.
And Madden will come out in 2K. So all the sports games, for me, are good. But, yeah, I know, like, anything outside of that right now is looking a little, like, Call of Duty-ish, you know. Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed, I definitely will look at that, so, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That was just crazy for me because that game, like, I mean, it kind of makes sense because, like, I don't know. I didn't hear a ton about that game, like, as in, like, the, you know, I haven't seen a lot of preview stuff. I haven't seen a lot of this stuff. I played the game, and that game has a ton of hype because of, like, you know, the big, you know, presence that they've had at, you know, all, you know, different cons and stuff, like PAX and Comic-Con and all that stuff, where they had a huge, giant statue of the monster and everything. So hopefully they don't lose that hype going into the spring.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of nervous because, like I told you, and I definitely want to hear your points, I thought that this was a good time for them to come out because they are sandwiched in between, like, COD and, like, other games like Destiny and stuff. But for me, this definitely appeals to that Left 4 Dead crowd where, you know, they love that alternative shooter. And this is an alternative shooter. So I think it was the perfect time because, like, what Left 4 Dead is, like, gone and dead now. So I think it would have been a great time because a lot of fans in the fall would get really antsy for, like, an alternative shooter like Evolve. So I just wanted, yeah, so I just wanted to see that.
Cool. Well, I don't really have a top five for this week, but what I do want to talk about kind of before we go out or whatever and what we can kind of just talk about random stuff if we want to. Okay. But I want to talk about Disgaea, man, because guess what? Disgaea is reportedly coming out, you know, this like this Tuesday, like as in like in 6 days from now is coming out. And to be honest, I'm a little worried because, man, I haven't heard anything. Like, everyone's been quiet about it, man. Like, it's the craziest thing in the world because, like, obviously the game, first off, it's a remake, right? So it's not even like,
it's not even a port.
New game, right?
Yeah,
it's a port from the PS4 version, right? So, like, I don't expect, like, everyone to have, like, crazy amounts of, like, hype for it or anything like that. But, dude, I haven't heard anything. And last time I checked, IGN still had it as a, like, they didn't know when it was coming out. So I was a little worried about that and stuff. There was a list of changes, and they seem pretty good and stuff. So a list of, like, you know, things that are going to be different in this. And, yeah, I was pretty down for that, actually. So I'm happy about that.
Do you feel like it's a lack of, like, attention and buzz, though, too? Because, like...
Yeah, oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Yeah, man. It's kind of sad. Like, I'm a little worried, you know, just because, like, there's not a lot of hype for it. No one's talking about it and stuff. And, yeah, it's just, it's a little scary, you know?
Hopefully the hardcore fans will come out, so, you know. They definitely will.
That's good. Yeah, so... We'll see. Yeah, the list of changes seem, like, solid and stuff, and they seem, like, really good. I can't find them for the life of me. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, yeah, here. I have some new features here that I'll just read off for any Disgaea fans who are listening. There's, like, a new scenario, which is, like, just kind of, like, a new like, stage in the maps. So that's kind of cool. A new level of magic called Peta Magic, which is basically, like, there's different stages. Like, there's, like, Giga, Mega, all that kind of stuff. And, like, Peta is, like, a, you know, going to be, like, a new level of magic, which is great. The cheat shop from Disgaea D2 is coming, which is amazing because that's a really fun way to kind of elevate your experience and kind of change up how you play and stuff. So that's great.
Okay.
There's a weapon sprite changer that can change the appearance of weapons, which is kind of nice. There's gonna be new playable characters, which is really awesome, such as Sister Artina and Nagi. Rutile and Stella from Disgaea 3 can also be recruited if the player has Disgaea 3 Absence of Detention, if they have a save of that on their Vita. And guess what? I got one, so I'm happy about that. Special skills unique to generic classes are going to make a return from Disgaea 3, so that's a really good thing, by the way, because anything from Disgaea 3 they bring over is amazing, because that's a good game. Character promotion from Disgaea 2 D2 is included, which is amazing. That's really good they brought that over. The event viewer is back, so that's great. The Innocent Warehouse is also included. That's good, too. New rank 40 items are included. Let's see. The player can now bribe. Yeah, that's little stuff. There's multiple changes to the Charo world, and multiple changes to the skill were made. So there's a bunch of, like, little things, but if you're a hardcore Disgaea player like I am, you know that, like, a lot of that stuff, like, will completely change how you play the game, so that's really nice. It's good to hear that.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, anything in particular that you're super pumped for? I mean, a special, because, I mean, like, it definitely is a port, and I know you did play a lot of 4 on PS3. A bit. Well, not a lot, but a bit. I know
yeah,
you did play.
Yeah, you know, the saddest thing is that, like, what I'm most excited for is just that gameplay again. Like, to me, okay, so it would be like, let's say, you know, Call of Duty is a first-person shooter, right? Let's say all year there's no first-person shooters. None. Not a single one, right? And that call that like that Call of Duty experience is like you can only get that first-person shooter like experience in Call of Duty, right? You'd be clamoring for Call of Duty when it comes out, man. You'd be like, oh man, no, I don't have this experience anywhere else. That's exactly what Disgaea is for me, where like, you know, it's not just an RPG, it's not just like a strategy game, it's like this great strategy RPG that, in my opinion, no game does better than it. Rainbow Mood didn't come close. I never played Final Fantasy Tactics, but honestly, I just like, you know, what Disgaea does, I think, is something that's completely different from any other strategy RPG. So the thing I'm most excited for is just to play that kind of game again, you know, to play, to get like really tactical, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm really pumped for that.
Okay, cool. So
yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah. And real quick, and this won't play, so I may have to link it to you. But look at John Cena, okay, and the jorts. Okay, the jorts look really good. Okay, look at that.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that. I saw that picture somewhere. Yeah, that's really
like
good.
IGN, because IGN actually has a lot of coverage of it. Actually, that's their game of the month or their first game of the month.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
They have
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of coverage of that. So, yeah, that looks interesting, actually. And running down the sports games really quickly, Madden 15. I hate saying this every year, but it's a better-looking Madden. They added new features to it, a newer roster, so I'm going to have to buy it and spend $59.99 a year. Every year, I spend $60 for Madden. I hate it, but, dude, I'm such a sports fanatic that I'm such a sucker for it, but I hate that. Like, if they could release one every 2 years and release, like, a roster update and, like, a patch, but no, they have to fucking do that to me, so,
dude,
yeah.
That's exactly how I am when it comes to, like, Call, like, or I guess used to. Maybe I'll still be the same way, when it comes to Call of Duty games, I love Call of Duty games. There's not much change to them, but I love them, you know? So, it's, I know what you're feeling.
Yeah. So, I'm just really amped for those games this fall to go on with. Like, I think that Destiny looks sharp. I would have gotten Evolved. And Call of Duty, again, if you guys get it, I may be suckered in. Hate myself for that, but, you know, if you guys play it.
To be honest, if we get Call of Duty, it'll be because Destiny failed. If Destiny does good, there'll be no reason for us to get, Call of Duty. But if Destiny really, like, if we get really tired of Destiny, we'll definitely be getting Call of Duty, but I think Destiny's gonna do well enough to keep us hooked for a little while. So, yeah, I'm happy about that.
All right.
Some quick news, because I was just talking about it with one of my coworkers today. I kind of floated the question by him, right? I was like, so what's like E3 look like? You know what I mean, for us? You know, that kind of thing, right? And he's like, oh well, he's like, because you work in the industry, you know, all you have to do is like you go in, you go in around like December or January or February, and you like they have like it opens up where like if you're in the industry you have to like prove that you work in the industry and stuff, you know, pay stubs, that kind of thing, and you can get a pass to E3, like you can actually get like a pass and everything like that, and and then the company Farsight lets us actually go for a day. They give us a day to go to E3. Dude, I'm taking 2 vacation days and I'm gonna go all 3 days of E3, man. I'm really pumped,
dude. I'm so jealous, dude. Scott, give me a voucher.
I just got so happy. I got so happy, man, because I'm actually gonna be going to E3 next year. I'm really pumped.
Yo, get me a voucher, Scott. I will that to anyone to get a voucher. Okay, so
dude,
I did a hand gesture.
It's really good, man. I'm so pumped for it. Like, and like last year they were in my company, they had like 2 like Sony conference tickets that they like gave out to people in the company to actually go like sit in the Sony conference. I don't know if that'll happen. If anything, I'll just be going like on the expo floor and stuff, but I'm happy with that as it is, you know? So I'm I'll be pretty pumped.
Hey, don't
to
line up
E3.
For t-shirts, okay? Hey, don't line up for t-shirts.
Or yeah, they'll pull the lever and I'll just fall to the floor, you know, it'll be a trap, like.
And then like
you will here, you know.
And you will end up like in Farsight, like somehow it drops you down to Farsight, like what? So yeah.
And plus I heard that the same thing goes for Comic-Con, apparently. He said that the guy I was talking to said that if you're in the industry, you get free tickets to Comic-Con, so that's kind of awesome. I'm going next year.
I'm so jealous, dude. I was talking to my brother wants to go next year, so yeah,
dude, we should get a hotel or something like that, man.
I'd be down.
We should do it up.
All right, here's That's my awesome. Here's my pro wrestling second. I'm not sure if you saw my Woman Crush Wednesday, but Paige from
WWE,
dude, she's banging. She is, oh, dude. And she's only 21. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? But anyways.
Oh, wow. Good, yeah. Good for her.
And the UFC minute, if you don't mind, just a UFC minute.
Go for it.
Did you watch that brawl, the John Jones brawl?
No, you mean the one on the press conference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, well, Jones got in Cormier's face, then Cormier, he pushed him in the neck, and then, like, Jones, he grabbed the PR guy in between him, he threw him to the side and threw a left at Cormier, and, like, four guards, like, grabbed Cormier, and, like, Jones, like, took him down, and then, like, they started going at it in the lobby of a hotel, like, out in the public, like, 20, 40 guards were out there, like, grabbing him, and then, like, John Jones stood up, he's like, what, and then, like, the crowd's like, yeah, and, like, Conor McGregor, a fighter who was also there, was, like, taking pictures with people, like, in the midst of this, it was wild, dude, it was crazy, it was, like, all over ESPN, dude, it was awesome.
Dude, does Cormier have a chance against him? Like, let's be honest, does Cormier have a chance?
The Vegas odds are only 3.5 to 1, so that's a lot closer than other guys. So Cormier has a shot. It won't be easy for Jones, but I think Jones will pull it out, dude. If you think about it, like, Jones is amazing. So
cool.
So yeah, so that's that, and yeah. So.
All right. Well, that's gonna conclude the 80-somethingth episode. It's been a while since we did this, so I'm not sure what episode this is. But yeah, this has been like the trial run basically for this. We are doing this across the country. We need to do this once a week. Like, we really need to make sure we get you know, done this. Make sure whatever weekday works or weekend, doesn't matter to me. But yeah, this actually, you know, on first experience from kind of how it is now, I'm, you know, I think it worked really well. We'll be able to tell once I sync everything up and see how the quality is and see if our levels are off or anything, but yeah, so I'm sorry if, like, one of us is louder than the other. We'll adjust the levels for next time.
My apologies ahead of time, so.
Yeah, but yeah, so this has been awesome. You can do all the there's not much usual stuff you can do. Here, okay, so we'll just do, like, a little plugging thing quick. You know, you can email us, obviously, at scumball373 @gmail.com. But then also, you know what? You know, if you have any kind of device that plays games at all, you can get the Pinball Arcade on it. So go and download the Pinball Arcade. We have a new table, Diner, coming up. So, you know, if you like pinball games at all, or if you want, like, just, like, a free, you know, like you know, downloading, like, the Android version, the iPhone version is completely free, and you get a table. So if you want to, you know, just play, like, pinball every once in a while and you're okay with having one table, man, it's a free game, you know, so just give it a download, give us a rate. Yeah, we appreciate it. So yeah,
okay, yeah, play that game.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But yeah, thank you for joining us all, and we will be back next week. We'll see you guys.
See ya.